Some non-binary Arizonans are now able to get a driver's license here that accurately reflects their gender. About 2 years ago, I tagged along with Ruth Carter as they tried to get an Arizona travel ID that said non-binary at a third-party vendor. This came after Carter was unable to get one at an MVD office.
I presented my documents. The only one that had gender on it was my birth certificate, which said non-binary. I filled out the forms, paid my money, and the clerk said, we can't do it. They said the computer says that you only can put in M or F in for sex, and if you put in anything else, it kicks back an error. So they can't issue me a travel ID that matches my documents.
But that appears to have changed. ADOT says as of last October, the state's Motor Vehicle Division will now issue driver's licenses and IDs with gender identified as X for non-binary residents when that individual provides a government-issued document indicating a gender other than male or female. And that's exactly what Carter did. I caught up with them for an update.
So there appears to have been a policy change at the Arizona Department of Transportation, where the state will issue you a non-binary driver's license if you can present a non-binary birth certificate or non-binary driver's license that came from another state.
And you were born in California. When we went to the MVD vendor, you had a non-binary birth certificate from California, and we're still not able to get an Arizona license that says non-binary on it. So it seems as though, yeah, this was a policy change. Were you alerted to this in some way? How did you find out about it?
Yes, I was alerted to this by somebody who had done what I tried to do previously and went down to the MVD, and they tried to get a non-binary driver's license, and they were presented with a handout, a piece of paper that said, these are the requirements for changing gender on your driver's license. And it said, if you have a government ID or birth certificate that says you're non-binary, that's not from Arizona, that they would honor it here.
Well, so what was it like when you actually went to get your license? Like, how is that process?
It's pretty standard MVD stuff. I mean, I went to a third-party provider as well to get it, to avoid lines and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, the people behind the counter already knew that this was an option. And so we were actually all excited to watch the application go through, just to see, like, is it really going to go through? And then, yep, it processed. So whereas before, if you left the field for sex blank or put in the abbreviation X for non-binary, it would have kicked back an error that said you must have an M or an F. So it went through this time. And so now I have an official driver's license that has X for my sex.
Right. So what does this mean for you now that you have a driver's license from the state in which you are driving and living that accurately reflects your gender?
It's huge. It's incredibly validating to have documents that validate what I already know to be true about myself, and I'm not walking around with a driver's license that is telling a lie, which is what my old one was doing. And so when I'm in a place where there might be a question about gender, I can just pop out my license and say, yeah, non-binary. And it also, I think, makes it easier to have the conversation where there might be people who don't understand why having things like gender-neutral bathrooms matter, or when I buy a airplane ticket, why I want a third gender option. I can say, well, this is what my driver's license says. And hopefully soon, the federal government will be issuing non-binary passports as well.
And to be clear, you were able to do this because you were born in a state where you can get a non-binary birth certificate. I would imagine that there is still some work to do in terms of people who maybe live in Arizona who are either born here or born in states where you cannot get a non-binary either birth certificate or driver's license, right?
Right. We are approaching close to 50% of states that will issue a non-binary birth certificate and or driver's license. So we're getting there. So for a lot of people who are moving here, which, as you know, moving to Arizona is still quite a popular thing to do.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they will have the option to get the non-binary driver's license. But for people who were born here or are coming from a state that doesn't issue non-binary IDs, they don't. They will continue to have a license that doesn't reflect who they are. However, based on what I've read on the Arizona Department of Transportation website, once the federal government is issuing non-binary passports, I think a non-binary passport will be sufficient to show MVD to get a non-binary driver's license. So hopefully it's only going to be a small period of time before anybody living in Arizona could be eligible to get their non-binary ID.
When you and I spoke a little while back, you'd also talked about, in addition to sort of the personal reasons why this was important, there are also practical reasons why it's important to have a driver's license that matches not only who you actually are, but your other documents.
Oh, yes. That was always a concern that I had. And for the longest time, once I had my non-binary birth certificate, I carried a copy of my birth certificate in my wallet so that if the question came up, I could at least present one document. But then there was the challenge of some documents said non-binary, some of the other ones said female. I still have that issue with my passport. But we're getting closer to being in a situation to where all my documents will match. And no matter where I am, what the situation is, I'll be able to say, yes, I'm non-binary, which will hopefully reduce the amount of issues that can come up when a person has discordant documents.
Right.
Like I run into this issue. I know other non-binary people run into this issue in these little situations all the time where there is no other option and you can't proceed forward unless you declare a gender that doesn't match. So to have the government, your state say, yes, you exist, it's just huge. I don't have the words to describe how important it is to have a driver's license that says X. It's one less fight that I have to deal with.
All right. That is Phoenix attorney Ruth Carter. Ruth, as always, such a nice time to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.